This is GQDN for Wednesday, August 19th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase. By patreon.com/groupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, would you like to go to England? Seriously, you could. There could be a game coming to PlayStation 5. And Pokemon Company warns there'll be a customer data breach. But it is time for the race to world first in the venomous abyss. And right now, via Raider.io, only three guilds right now are at the first boss in Mythic. Frostwolf Clan, Dark Vitality, and the Big Blue House. And right now, Frostwolf Clan is in first place at 86.43%. with five pulls. Dark Vitality is in second place at 87.2%, and Big Blue House is at 88.35%. Those are the only ones that are in the race to world first at this point. Don't worry, all of them will be under notice very soon. So let's get, as the door creaks, to the main bit of news. First off, The Verge has reported that NVIDIA has a new financial strategy, but is going to help out with things. We shall see. Well, NVIDIA's CEO Jensen Huang was talking to CNBC, and they were talking about NVIDIA trying to put $500 billion in a financing turn to compute some asset classes. Here's what he said, quote, "This is really the first time that technology chips have become an investable asset class. These are revenue-generating assets now. They're productive, they're long-lived, and fungible, and they're flexible," end quote. Now, that was said very different about NVIDIA's last-generation Hopper chips last year. For the quote, "When Blackwell starts shipping in volume, you couldn't give Hoppers away," end quote. But he did tell the attendees at the company's AI conference while he was hyping the latest GPU architecture, where he said that the Hopper is fine. And right now, the price to rent old chips has been rising, and Silicon Data projects will be continued to rise through 2028. NVIDIA Blackwell 200 chips for one rental. NVIDIA Blackwell 200 chips, one rental customer during its contract renewal. Further quote, "This is the very beginning, like when it was when I started in the mortgage-backed securities market in 1970. And I took upon this next future financial engineering." That was Larry Fink, the CEO of BlackRock to CNBC. Now, The Verge got into the chip itself and how the word compute was going with the president of NVIDIA. Because in their math, NVIDIA's math, they said that it is not a done deal. NVIDIA signed a $100 billion memorandum of understanding to invest in OpenAI, and it did not happen. But the memorandums of understanding, you make a big announcement, and then it may not matter of the actual thing going forward. And that's what they went into compute. So right now, according to The Verge, the chips and software does not create compute. But that's only if they are housed in a massive data center infrastructure. That's only when they can. And Huang was discussing about compute without those things, saying that NVIDIA's system is a complete AI factory platform that could include the AI frameworks will have the developer ecosystem. But can they do that? We'll see if they do. Oh, and here we go to Pokemon. IGN said that the Pokemon Company will now cancel 30th anniversary card orders following a cyber incident, and they warned the customers about it because that left the customer details exposed in some of the emails that were shared online by fans that were impacted by the incident, who did previously order the Pokemon trading cards, purchasing the Pokemon Center website. The breach did appear to be isolated to European orders. The Pokemon Company is planned to fulfill using local logistics from Seva, and that's the firm that Valve recently warned customers have been hit by a data theft, and those who have recently bought Steam hardware. Harvey got up on X and broke the news. Quote, "Pokemon Center cyber attack. Canceled orders or stolen personal info. Looks like the 30th celebration orders have been canceled for some people and their personal information has been stolen. So they have been canceled. Like the Pokemon Company's email did warn, quote, "We are writing to let you know about a cyber incident affecting Pokemon Center's logistics provider that may affect some of your information. To fulfill your Pokemon Center's orders, Seva receives delivery-related information to ship your Pokemon Center products. We understand that the following information regarding your Pokemon Center purchases may have been obtained by unauthorized parties from Seva. Your full name, your mailing address, street address, postcode, city, country, your phone number, your email address, details of the contents of your PokemonCenter.com orders." Now that news was not going to help on the ongoing issues with Pokemon's card scarcity. But, as you heard my shoulder crack, Pokemon cards have been a prime target for scalpers and thieves over the past few years due to their popularity. So, we're going from Pokemon to Dragon Quest. Why wasn't Dragon Quest IX going to other consoles via MyNintendoNews.com? Well, Dragon Quest IX, Sentinels of the Starry Skies, was a game that was made exclusive for the Nintendo DS system. Yuri Horii, the creator of Dragon Quest franchise, sat down with Famitsu to talk about why that happened. So here's what Horii did say, quote, "Recreated Dragon Quest IX for the Nintendo DS because it allowed us to immediately implement local network gameplay. Back then, there weren't many network games, and they were quite inaccessible. But with a Nintendo DS, you could connect with people as soon as you turned it on. I thought this was an amazing system, and I wanted to use this network functionality to create Dragon Quest game. I thought this would be a fun game that everyone would be surprised, so I announced it. Then I got a lot of flack, with people saying, 'What? It's for a Nintendo DS?' I was a little discouraged at the time." End quote, and yes, he did laugh. So, it does make you wonder if it's going to come out for anything else now. Like PlayStation. Guess what? Next month, according to PushSquare.com, there's going to be some stuff coming out for Gran Turismo 7. Four cars will be in the 1.71 patch, and that's the 1997 Toyota Chaser Tour 5, the Toyota Mark II Tour 5, 2008 Caterham 7 Superlight R500, and the 2025 Hyundai Ioniq 6N. Yep, you can get those. Speaking of PlayStation itself, Eurogamer says that PlayStation may be getting a new DualSense Edge controller. And that apparently was spotted by Reset Era, because the new DualSense model number is CFI-ZCP2. So what could that mean? The theory is that it might not be a major design overhaul, but it might allow easier access to the Edge rechargeable lithium battery so users could replace it. And that would ensure the controller complies with the European Union's right to repair directive. So there might be a replaceable battery inside for the new controller. Keep in mind, the Pro Style controllers right now are at $200. Just keep that in mind. There's a popular 2025 action game coming to PlayStation 5 though, via PlayStationLifestyle.com. And it's Into the Dead, Our Darkest Days. It's been in early access on Steam. It's got a very positive rating, as in it's a good game. And there is. It's a zombie game. You can try it. Oh, SVG said that Grand Theft Auto 6, well, the game base, or the base game will be at $80, but there was about 80% of the time people paid $100 for the game to get the bonuses. That's the pre-orders. That's huge. Good job, Rockstar. But let's say you want to take a trip to England. Well, the Xbox event will be coming this September. Yeah. And it will be live. And it'll be Xbox UK, the Xbox Fan Fest Tour, London, September 26th. And Charlie Hudson got up on X and said, quote, "When I tell you this event is like no other that Xbox UK has ever done. Sweepstakes are open now." Because Xbox UK said, quote, "Xbox FanFest London sweepstakes are now open. Enter here for your chance to win two tickets to FanFest London UK on September 26th. We can't wait to see as many of you as we can there. Competition ends on the 23rd of August at 11:59 BST. If you gonna go do that. Go have some fun. Do it. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2026. All rights are reserved. Enjoy the time. And go play some video games, people. Yeah, I said that.